This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. The House is set to vote today on a $1.2 trillion spending package just ahead of a deadline for a partial government shutdown. It includes funding for the Departments of Defense, State, Labor, and Health and Human Services, and for the Department of Homeland Security. Specifically, it includes a significant bump in funding for border security. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has more.
It was just a couple of weeks ago that Congress failed to pass a bipartisan immigration and border security bill. So the almost $62 billion in discretionary spending for DHS now kind of looks like a border security bill light.
This is one of the most astounding immigration enforcement increases that we've seen.
David Beer is Associate Director of Immigration Studies at the Cato Institute.
You're talking about almost a 35% increase in the Border Patrol budget.
Part of that is almost $500 million to more or less double the size of the force by hiring 22,000 more Border Patrol agents.
I'm skeptical of their ability to do that. We've seen Border Patrol try to recruit and be unable to do so, but this is certainly a huge amount of money.
The funding package also includes more than $100 million for border security technology, plus
some funding to fight the asylum backlog at U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services.
Julia Gillott is an associate director at the Migration Policy Institute. She says while there's lots of cash for border and immigration enforcement,
we also, in the prior funding bill, saw that there was a decrease in the funding for immigration courts.
The opposite of what's needed to process that backlog. Jenny Murray is president and CEO of the National Immigration Forum and says the focus on enforcement at the southern border ignores other pressing immigration concerns.
It actually doesn't give quite enough resources to the other cities around the country that are also dealing with migrants and newcomers.
Without more comprehensive immigration reform, annual appropriations bills seem to be the only path for movement. But
this isn't the best way to solve the issue. It might be a Band-Aid for a short term, but likely this will also, you know, soon prove not to be a solution.
Because, says Murray, you can't enforce your way out of a border crisis. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.